This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Most fun you can have with the tournament, I guess.
Well, you have three boys. Which one survives? Which one moves on to the next round? Who's in the loser's bracket, Kenny?
It's called... Say you're not going to bring me a beer to my office, and we'll play a game called Survive in Advance.
He plays this music.
Clark Kellogg. Should ask Clark Kellogg. Yeah. 9 o'clock. Clark Kellogg's going to join us on the show. Guys, if they take... We're going to get to the Cavs coming up here in 8 minutes, I promise you. If they take Abdul Carter... I got nothing against Abdul Carter. I've had people in my mentions calling each other heinous words over these last few weeks about Abdul Carter and Travis Henry and the quarterbacks. And I go, man, they don't do this in the building. At least I don't think they insult each other like this in the building. I would expect that they don't. I think that everybody kind of respects the opinions. Now, you have to be a passionate person to take a quarterback and stand up there for a guy who not everybody is sold on. Not everybody's sold on Shedeur Sanders. I got to tell you, I'm waiting until John Dorsey Day, April 1st, to make my declaration.
Ooh, I like that.
Even though his actual pro day, even though they had Big 12 pro day yesterday.
And what, Sanders didn't do anything?
He talked to the media.
We did.
We have audio.
Is he saying he's going to the Browns? Did he say
no.
He has a handshake agreement already?
No.
A verbal commitment?
No.
Well, I'm sure he was asked about it. He had to say something to that effect.
Yeah, I don't think he was asked anything specifically about the Browns. But all the clips we have, he wasn't asked anything specifically about the Browns.
Daniel Jeremiah, what are you doing? Ask him.
Hold on a second.
Now, Let's find out
what he say he wants to go number one. Isn't that what he says?
You should say that, yes. You should say you want to go number
one. Well, damn it. Now, I didn't want to go this way, but now I got to play the Shedeur Sanders clip from the NFL Network. Here he says where the traits he has to turn organizations around. Hit it.
I know the recipe of it. I was heavily involved in, I was almost the GM for both of the teams because I knew what pieces I wanted. And, you know, when we got to Colorado, I would say was stable in the college area to where I knew exactly what I wanted. It wasn't what just coach saying, these are the guys we're going to get. It was me actually going out there, getting those guys, knowing what receivers are going to fit my eye, knowing everybody has to complement each other, knowing, you know, which O-line guys we got to get, we got to secure. So I was heavily involved in that process from transitioning from Jackson State to Colorado, so I kind of have like a different type of viewpoint. I wasn't just going out there just playing ball.
Laser eyes, Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, let's not go that far.
Let's go!
Let's not go that
let's
far.
Let's go! I'm in. Number two, I'm in. Let's go.
Wait a minute, you're drafting him now, number
let's
two?
Let's ask him about Jerry Jeudy, too.
Hold
let's
on
little
a second.
Did Andrew Berry know he was drafting his own replacement?
Yeah, listen. You guys can get excited about Travis Hunter because he wears two hats. He has two roles. We've got a guy that's going to be the quarterback and the GM. Boom. Haslams, you save money. This is huge.
Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you. Don't take this man seriously. You hosted like three shows with Daryl. You let Daryl scare you out of it.
Well,
so I don't want to hear it now.
I might be back in. Does he understand the cap? Does he understand the rollover situation?
Yeah, he kicked the can down the road. Make it someone else's problem. The cap always goes up, so if the cap's always going up, what's the problem?
Shador knows how to front load and back load a contract.
Well,
you
always
depending.
Just front load the contract. Hey, you front load the contract is what you do.
Start talking about his NIL deals. I'm sure he's doing all that stuff. This guy is very versatile, multidimensional.
So you're joking, right? You're not just drafting him now, are you?
Listen,
you've been talked back into Shador
you
Sanders.
Heard me. You heard me when you asked. You asked everybody, "What are we doing at number two?" And yeah, I mean, I was hemming and hawing because
he's a nice player.
I'm not in love with this draft. I did love for the most part what I saw last year out of Shador. I think his story is amazing. I think he'd be way more interesting to cover. I think the Browns with Shador is way more interesting than the Browns with Abdul.
You got to tell everybody that because everybody just accuses us. You guys just want a story.
But
guys, I had enough stories with Johnny. I had enough stories with Baker. I've certainly had enough stories with the latest guy. I don't need any more stories.
This guy works his ass off. Like there's nobody out there that says like Anthony Richardson. That was the story with him years ago, going back to the passing academy, the Manning camp. That he had work ethic issues. Well, have you seen anybody's mind changed about that since then? You hear the way that McAfee talks about him. Like, this is a guy nobody has ever once said. People that say nepotism, like this guy has worked his ass off to get to where he is.
I want first and last names of those saying nepotism because I want to hear you say the same thing when it comes to Arch Manning.
Oh, it's such a good, it's a great litmus test, right?
Yeah, but you used that on a caller earlier. I go, well, that's the royal family of the NFL. Yeah. So if you're going to say nepotism about this kid, you better be ready to say nepotism about Arch Manning. Unless you can give me all the arguments that you won't make about all the games that you didn't see, about all the intangibles that you don't really know that Arch Manning has.
Mm-hmm.
He just has a last name that you trust because his dad hosted SNL and has a big forehead. Well, excuse me. His uncle hosted SNL and has a big forehead. There you go. Thank you very much. Sorry. See? Nepotism. Don't even know. But because Shador Sanders is old man, wore gold chains back in the day, and had Kenny Carmen wanting his turf shoes, wanting to wear the bandana exactly like Dion, well, we can't have Dion's son. Too flashy just because he turned around Jackson State and Colorado. Too flashy. Don't want him. Come on now. Come on now. Don't do that. If you think he ain't good, tell me why he ain't good. I like them both, but I think that one's more important than the other. So, yeah, I'd be drafting Shador Sanders. They have a very interesting – so why wouldn't they want to take Shador Sanders? I want to know why Adam Schefter in that clip has, in a month, gone from, yeah, number two, quarterback, makes sense, Shador Sanders, to this, hit it again.
I believe he will be available at three for the Giants. And by the way, like, they don't know that right now because right. Cleveland holds two and Tennessee's at one. But I think when you talk to people around the league, the sense is that Cleveland would like Cam Ward. I think Cam Ward's going to be the number one pick. Unless Cleveland trades up to one, I don't think it's going to get Cam Ward. And in which case, I think Cleveland goes either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. And if they go for one of those guys, then that leaves Shador Sanders sitting there at number three for the New York Giants if that's the direction they want to go.
So what happened in a month? What happened in a month? Who's telling him things?
Yeah, isn't it amazing that Schefter was the one...
Is he being used as a patsy like I was years ago?
Well, he was the one that got everybody talking about Sanders to begin with the two, and now he's like not so fast. So I think this is the obvious stuff that any front office should do when they're at the top of the draft. Like, this is the easiest part of the job, sending out mixed signals.
But if you're willing to, like, he goes on to say, like, the Giants are a great fit and they could take him at three. All right, are you trying to get a market going? I'm not saying he's doing it, Adam Schefter. But who's whoever telling him trying to get some market going? Because my answer is, if you're willing to start a trade market for Shador Sanders, then you certainly ain't taking the guy. And if this is all to get a trade market going where you would consider trades, but you still want to take Shador Sanders, then pack your boxes and leave right now. You got to be gung-ho on a quarterback. You're going to take a quarterback high like that. Damn it, we can't do this. You know, the trade-down crap, now all of a sudden we talk ourselves into it. That's how you get Brandon Weeden. That's how you get those mistakes. Don't do that anymore. Either like him or take Abdul Carter. He'll be a fine football player for the next general manager, more than likely. Unless you can, I mean, I'm not saying it's over, but it would look not very great. We get to Jeffrey in University Heights. Cavs talk in just a moment because they are breaking this losing streak tonight. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. When you were talking earlier about Abdul Carter, it made me ponder. I have a feeling that when Myles Garrett sat down with him, he had to ask him, okay, guys, tell me who you're drafting. And they would have said to him, okay, who do you want us to draft? Who is the most – so I'm asking you guys to play out the scenario. Who is the most appealing pick if we made Myles Garrett the GM? Who does he want
the
most?
He kept talking about quarterbacks. In every interview he did, he just kept talking about QBs, Jeffrey.
I don't buy that either. Just like you said, I want to stay here. I think he wants Abdul Carter next to him on the other end. It would unleash them.
Then why did he keep talking about – he's done nothing but talk about quarterbacks, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I know that. Do you believe he'd be happier with Shador Sanders or Abdul Carter? It's his side of the ball.
I think if I'm going to take him by his word, I think he's going to say he'd be happier with Shador Sanders.
I've learned not to take him by his word already.
Okay, fine. I mean, we'll reach an impasse. That's fine. But, I mean, just listening to the guy, he seems to be obsessed with finding the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Maybe I was mistaken. I thought all along that it was about the quarterback.
But as Jeffrey said, I mean, he says – Myles Garrett says a lot.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thanks. Cavs are going to end their streak tonight for a very specific reason. You know what that reason is, Tone? I think you do.
What's that?
Owen, tell him, because you said it to us and went, damn it, that's right, and I'm going to let Owen take that credit.
Well, tonight, I believe it's a 10 p.m. tip-off because we're still West Coasting.
Yep.
They play the Phoenix Suns.
It's over.
Dan Gilbert is not going to let them lose to Matt Ishbia and the Phoenix Suns.
You can lose to a lot of teams. You ain't going to lose to them. That is not going to happen. So the losing streak is over, and hopefully I can stop reading some of the stuff that I'm seeing online about them being paper tigers, paper lions, that they are not tough. Which, by the way, even though they go to the playoffs, and they'll go to the playoffs, they definitely still have to prove that they're tough, and because they will be physically demanded upon by the teams that they play against. That's the truth. But I don't have to read that for a while, and we could take a 16-game winning streak that you had before the 3-game losing streak and enjoy it and go, wow, these are pretty great accomplishments, as you had a 15- and a 16-game winning streak during a season where you – you will tie, if you win tonight, which you should, you will tie the 2015-2016 Cavaliers already. They were a 57-25 basketball team at that time. They beat, of course, a 73-9 team, so not all the wins matter. Have you, though, taken a peek at the standings? Best overall record, probably going to go to Oklahoma City. Like, overall number one seed, while this season has been great, and I got to tell you, they're just bound to lose more games next year. If they finish whatever in 13, I can't do the math off the top of my head.
It was 11-2 if Steiner. They want to have the best record 69. In franchise history.
If they're 69-13, that's great. Oklahoma City has one more win, one less loss, so they would still have the number one overall seed if everything panned out the way it was to pan out. Fine. They don't have the number one overall seed. Boston is six games back. They've won three in a row. Is there any thought that Boston could catch you still? I don't think so, but I have to put you on record.
The wheels would have to come off, and Boston would still have to try. And
yes.
Boston has been really managing minutes on a night-to-night basis, not in games, because if you play in a game, you're playing. Like, they're not going to just play at 20 minutes. But they have decided, really, over the last 4 weeks, once the Cavs got that lead, it was about them playing for the two seed because they're sandwiched in the middle of New York and Cleveland. So they haven't really looked like a team that is chasing that. Maybe so, if the Cavs, you know, if this becomes a six-game losing streak or the Cavs, have a player with an ankle injury and they're like, let's just shut him down for 2 weeks.
Well, I got to tell you.
That's the only way that I could see Boston maybe change their strategy.
I haven't been worried through the three-game losing streak. I do think that people had their confidence broken a bit. Because they went to bed at halftime the other night and everything looked to be fine, and then they woke up and the Cavs lost. I think they woke up angry because they don't know why and what happened because they decided to get some sleep because they're on the West Coast. If they lost tonight, I got to admit to you, I'd be a little bit like, what's kind of going on here? Because they've had a couple of three-game losing streaks. That's no big deal to me.
I think it's a good point.
But, man, this is actually one that Dan Gilbert is a very competitive man. He definitely wants to get this win tonight.
They are 6.5-point favorites in this game. It's been a just total disastrous loss season for Phoenix. Now, you know, Devin Booker went out and scored, I think, 45 in his last game. And Kevin Durant is there. And if both those guys are playing, especially the way we're defending of late, where at the point of attack, we're just getting beat off the dribble. I do think it's the doldrums of March. It's not something that I think is going to plague them in the playoffs. Like, I don't think our defense is now in question going into the playoffs. I think it has more to do with, you know, the amount of games here. They're on the road to travel. But with all that said, I think you could tell Atkinson, especially the last two games, not happy with some of the defensive effort. So I do think Phoenix has their attention tonight. So you're right. If they, with all that said and facing a three-game losing streak, if they lose tonight, yeah, I think it'll be a little bit of concern.
Because then it's like, okay, is the whole West Coast trip going to be a wash? Like, you're at Utah on Sunday, at Portland on Tuesday. You don't come back until, do we have Friday, the next Thursday, I beg your pardon, San Antonio there? You have San Antonio, the next home game you have.
Tickets for that at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, excellent. So you don't have a home game again until next Thursday. So it's still that West Coast swing. I think I'd be a little bit worried about all this then. I do think that a team that has not been great this year, as you said, been a bit of a rudderless ship. I think they're 9th or 10th right now in Western Conference standings. So they are a play-in team, and you respect Devin Booker and you respect Kevin Durant. I still think, though, that, man, I'm not worried about this. Defense, I think they'll be better. Offensively, I just don't think you can shoot that poorly for that long a stretch. I know it's been a couple of weeks now, but man, at some point, good shooters got to be able to get themselves out of it. And I do think there will be a ramp-up period at some point, and maybe this is the beginning of the ramp-up period. But we'll find out tonight, because I've been wrong about the Cavs before. I thought they were going to win the other night, and they ended up losing. I thought it was going to be an easy one. Without Sabonis, they ended up losing that game, and now here we are. And a lot of people are pressing the panic button. I'm not, but you can hear it in my voice. They lose tonight when Big Dan wants them to win because of that personal rivalry with that owner. Maybe I will be having a different tune by Monday morning. Coming up at 9, Clark Kellogg and your chance to win Cavs tickets. Coming in hot at 9:45. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. You ready for some bracketology?
Oh, yes, Kenny. Let's go.
With 13-year-olds, right? Coming up on The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.